1 John 5 and verse 13. These things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God. My name is Russ Earl. Thank you for joining me today here on We Can Rest Assured, a podcast brought to you by the Ulaga Church of Christ. Thank you for joining me here today. Today we continue looking at our series, Walk in the Light. In our final segment in this series, we will revisit 1 John 1, verses 5 through 7. We have been breaking down all the phrases of this text, and today we'll continue to do that. Our text reads from 1 John 1, verses 5 through 7, "Then this is a message which we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin." And today we'll look at the phrase, "The blood of Jesus Christ his Son cleanseth us from all sin." Another result of walking in the light is the cleansing of our sins by the blood of Jesus. This cleansing is not automatic, for it requires confession, which entails repentance and renewal. And cleansing does not come as a result of mere feeling of guilt from the sins we have committed, nor does it come as a result of a mere belief in Jesus as the Christ. It comes from walking, quote, "in the light as he is in the light." In 2 Corinthians 7, verses 9 through 10, Paul wrote, "Now rejoice, now that you were made sorry, but that ye sorrow to repentance, for ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." A mere feeling of sorrow from sin, that is, guilt, is the sorrow of the world. But when that sorrow leads to repentance, it is godly sorrow, which leads us to salvation. 1 John 1, verses 6 through 7 destroys the man-made doctrine of belief only. For it teaches that we must do more than merely believe. We must live the life of a Christian. Also, it destroys the man-made doctrine of once saved, always saved. The words walk and cleanseth are continual action verbs. The cleansing is a constant, continual process as long as a Christian continues to walk in the light. But when the Christian quits walking in the light, but the blood of Christ quits cleansing. No person can have fellowship with God while walking in darkness. If he claims such, he is either lying or he is deceived. So the application is found in this question: are you walking in the light? God's revealed word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, Psalm 119:105. If we walk thereby, we are truly saints in light, Colossians 1 and verse 12. We thank you for listening today. We hope you'll join us again next week as we look at the topic, Do We Know Jesus?